Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for this week's High Plains Outdoors. I want to invite you to the porch of my little cabin. I really wish we could all get together. Probably couldn't. This porch wouldn't hold us all, but campfire and a bunch of chairs around it would. We could all actually drink coffee together every Saturday morning and listen to Western Swing and other things. But I've been doing this show a good while. I know a lot of you listen each week during our Western Swing and other things. And I always try to bring you something a little bit different in the outdoors. Maybe share some information, some things that I've learned as an old outdoor writer. And that's exactly what I want to do this week. Let's talk about planning a trip to Canada fishing in the summertime. Now, I know I used to be guilty. I thought, there's no way in the world I could ever afford to go to Canada, one of these fly-in fishing camps. That's really not the truth. It's not that expensive now. Like any other outdoor endeavor, you could probably spend as much money as you have on a fishing trip to Canada. There's some of these, like five-star lodges that you can go to in Saskatchewan, any of the provinces up there. If that's what you want and you've got the money to do it, well, that's great. A lot of people do. But people like me, and I'm sure many of you, don't have that kind of budget. You can go to Canada and fish for 5 days for, give or take $50, $1,000. That's about what, and that includes the float plane to get you into the camp and back out. That includes the boat. You know, there's boats furnished when you get there, almost, new or a year or two old motors, really good motors, the boats, cabins, all the cooking gear that you need. You do have to bring your food in. But we eat fish every day, and then all you really have to worry about is some cooking oil, grease, and meal and et cetera, beans, and you got it made. But you will catch fish. These fish up there in some of these lakes, I truly have never seen a hook. There's almost no fishing pressure up in these pristine lakes that you fly into. Total cost of a trip. Now, Esquatican Lake Lodge is one place, and I'm going to connect you with me where I can get you more information if you need it through catfishradio.org. But my goal is to get you briefed on if you'd like to go to Saskatchewan fishing. I would say, estimate, it's going to cost about $1,000 to get you flown in and flown out of these of this backcountry lake there at Esquatican Lake Lodge. Your food, you may figure whatever the basics are, you're going to eat fish every day if you do like we do. So another $100 for food, maybe, if it's that much. Airfare is going to cost you probably around $600 round trip. That's not that much. And you're going to have a couple of nights in, like, Saskatoon. Spend the night there when you come and go, probably. I'd say $2,200-$2,300 will cover it at a place that, like I like to go, a do-it-yourself fishing camp, more or less. Now, they have people there at Esquatican Lake Lodge to clean your fish, and it's not like you're dropped off at a cabin and they will see you in a week. I mean, Bryce Liddell, the owner of the lodge, is right there with you, and, they're very helpful, point out all the good fishing spots, and it's very easy to get around up there, and it's not a problem to do that. So I would say, to people that were planning to go in June, July, and August, now's the time to plan it. You can go to my website, a good place to start, and that's catfishradio.org. And in the Department of Tourism in Saskatchewan, there's a link there. You can go to the Saskatchewan Department of Tourism through that link, and there's a lot of information right there that'll help you, plan your trip and tell you what to do. But basically, most trips you fly to Minneapolis, then right on to Saskatoon, and then drive to Otter Lake, and that's where you meet your float planes, and you're ready to go. I hope this helps you a little bit, folks, in planning a trip if you'd ever thought about going up to Canada. And that kind of wraps our show up. Now let's get back to Western Swing and other things. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.